Hey, Nick.
Hey, John.
I started a cleanse.
What kind?
The live or die cleanse.
What's that?
Are you kidding me? You don't know? It's where you use your liver or you die.
Oh, and this is Stranger Still. Welcome to Stranger Still,
a podcast where we answer strange questions
that you never thought to ask. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Vegan.
And with us today
is Josh Winky.
Yes, his last name's Winky. It's pretty funny.
It is pretty funny.
Today, what are we talking about, guys?
Going on a cleanse.
Yeah.
Detoxing the toxins.
Detoxing. I came across
untoxing.
The word detoxifying a lot, which I don't feel like that's a word, but
it's untoxifying.
Yeah.
Unintoxifying.
Unintoxicated.
That's a different thing. Either of you ever done a cleanse before?
No. I thought about it, but no.
You thought about doing a cleanse?
No, I thought about why I would need to do a cleanse.
Yeah? How are you, John?
I am on a forever cleanse as a vegan.
It's called being a vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like all processed foods, which has a lot of toxins in it, right?
Well, Nicholas, yeah.
Yeah?
That's it? I eat a lot of processed foods. I eat a lot of like fake barbecue wings and stuff.
Yeah.
But it makes me happy.
But it has a bunch of toxins in it.
Right.
Does it make you feel bad, like you should go on some sort of cleanse to clean your blood?
You know, sometimes I do feel kind of bloated. I do feel like I should clean my colon because I just feel so bloated, you know?
Yeah.
I just did all this crap.
Yeah.
I just get so bloated. Shouldn't I just like cleanse it all out, give my organs a break?
Get some teas.
Yeah.
You can eucalyptus.
Can some tea, a lot of eucalyptus, some fruit juice, some smoothies. At some point in your life, you might, like Josh said, you might feel bloated, you might feel lethargic, you might just need to give your internal organs a break.
Just like your heart, you should give that a break.
Right. If you give your heart a break.
Sometimes it beats too hard and you just need to like make it stop.
Yeah. And then you, I'm pretty sure you die.
It's an AED cleanse.
Unless you're a vampire.
AED cleanse, it's called. Automated electronic defibrillation. I am certified, thank you.
Oh.
I used to be a lifeguard.
Good to know. Do you have to keep up on that certification?
Well.
Or is it like you learn where to put the diodes and then you're good?
I'm clear, you're clear, we're all clear. Lifeguard jokes, right?
Lifeguard jokes. Have you ever had to defib someone?
No, it's all automated. It's literally like Siri says, we're gonna shock her.
But have you ever like put a defib on someone?
Just robots. Just like robot bodies.
Like the
practice ones.
Right. What's that CPR one called? The girl?
I don't know.
Come on. The dummy? It's named something?
It has a name?
Yeah.
Dorothy?
Someone on our Facebook page, tell me what that thing's called, because I can't think of it right now. I could Google it, but I'm in the middle of an episode right now, so.
Oh, we're in the middle of this. How's it going, guys?
Welcome to the middle of this episode.
This is Stranger Still. Can I say that?
You just did.
Thanks.
And this is Stranger Still.
Okay, you're hired.
You're hired. You can take my spot.
Oh, cool.
Want to read my
notes? Get out of here, Nick Wood. I want your notes.
Oh, you don't want, you just want to talk? Okay, I mean, that's fine. Good luck.
Can I get these toxins of small talk out of my body, please?
We don't spend enough time doing that anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, if you want to give your organs a break or stop feeling bloated, you need to go on a detoxing cleanse. Many people might have heard of these. And when we talk about a cleanse, we're talking about like a juice cleanse or a colon cleanse or a whole slew of cleanses that you can do. But a cleanse essentially is where you limit your diet to a certain thing or you avoid certain types of food. So you might limit your diet to juices or you might avoid certain foods like gluten and stuff like that because you'll avoid things that have toxins in them, processed foods, bananas, that sort of thing.
But wait, bananas?
Yeah, it has radiation in it.
What?
You get more radiation from eating a
didn't
banana.
Didn't you see those GIFs?
Yeah.
That say what food not to eat?
Did you say GIF?
For a flat belly?
I hate you.
Yeah,
GIF.
He's fired.
It's GIF.
It is.
It's always okay. Bananas. There's a picture of bananas that says five foods not to eat.
Yeah. Well, there was this infographic that you get more radiation from eating a banana than you do from living like within 5 or 50 miles of a nuclear power plant. So just throwing that little piece of information out there. So bananas are always bad for you.
Oh, I love bananas.
I know. But, That's probably why people have been eating bananas. Well, that does explain a lot. I always say bananas have been around for how long and people still are alive, so whatever.
Did you know that you get a lot of radiation from being on an airplane? You get more radiation from being on the airplane than that scanner that everybody hates?
Because you're closer to heaven and everybody knows Jesus is radioactive.
God is just constantly so
Jesus
radiating.
Glows in all those pictures.
It's actually just nuclear waste behind him.
Yep.
The second thing is that by fasting, you are giving your organs, namely your liver, who is in charge of removing toxins, and your kidneys, a, quote, chance to rest, which Josh so elegantly pointed out that you can't just, like, give your organs a rest. Like, if you stop eating to give your stomach a rest, you're going to have stomach pains, and that's called starving.
Yeah, couldn't it, like, can we just call it slowing, though? Because, like, you're kind of just slowing around.
You're not fasting.
The amount of food you're taking.
You're just slowing it.
Work on that.
I've done a fast. I've never detoxed, but I've done fast before.
Well, I mean, there's certain benefits to fasting, but these people are fasting and then only eating juice.
Oh, so they're not actually
stuff like that.
So they're not actually fasting. In fact, juice has a lot of calories in it, so they probably they probably aren't actually eating much less than normal.
They're sugaring.
Spoiler alert, Josh.
Sorry.
We're not there yet.
Sorry. I just want to jump the gun.
I know. I mean, to a certain degree, yes, your liver does need a rest, but that's only if you're putting it under massive strain with alcohol and drugs.
Liver, chicken dinner is what I say about that. You don't need your liver.
You can't say that. You're a vegan.
Oh.
So the last thing that a cleanse does is flush your body. If you do a juice cleanse, it's going to clean out your colon and clear up any blockage that might be found in your colon.
Right. And if actually you go overseas and you flush your body, it flushes counterclockwise.
The opposite way. You know, one of the websites...
It's just
that
Australia, isn't it?
It's the Southern Hemisphere, which is also a myth. We did talk about this.
Yeah.
It works on big bodies, not small bodies like toilets.
Yeah.
Anyway, you'll listen to that episode.
So like seas and stuff, but not like toilets?
Right. Cause,
like the ocean, but not toilets?
Yeah. Because the Earth is spinning and the center is spinning faster than the bottom, so water will spin that way if it's a large body of water or a large mass of air.
So, like, if there's a tornado in the Southern Hemisphere, then it would spin the opposite way?
I believe so.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That is so cool.
If it's big enough.
Is that what the difference between hurricane and typhoon is, or is that just the name?
I think it's just the name. I don't know, because we have typhoons over yonder.
Yeah, in the west coast.
Yeah.
And on the east coast, it's hurricanes.
I think it's just what ocean it's in.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So that's where you might hear things like enemas or colon irrigation, that sort of thing, that's supposed to flush out your colon and get rid of impacted fecal matter.
Mm, yeah, keep your friends close, but your enemas closer.
Yeah, who needs facts when you have enemas?
Isn't that for constipation?
It's also bad for constipation. It's bad for everything.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
We're going to get deeper into enemas?
Yes.
Oh, and this is Stranger Still.
That's what we do on this show. We go into enemas. So what are you cleansing? When people say that you're getting rid of toxins, what does that mean?
Toxins.
Yeah, like...
Those little toxins that are in your blood. They look like germs. They're green. They usually have little cartoon faces.
They got spikes on the outside of them. Yeah.
Like when you have those acid reflux commercials, right?
Right.
And they have like the little green guys that are like,
bad. Anything green is evil.
Right? Yeah.
Unless it's like a vegetable.
Like broccoli.
Yeah, which is a...
Eat your broccoli, kids.
Which detoxes you.
That's actually... Yeah. Broccoli is good for you.
Got a lot of fiber.
Yep. Every website that I went to would always talk about how cleanses work and say that it's getting rid of toxins, end quote, without actually specifying what the toxins are. So I had to go to livestrong.com, you know, those little yellow bracelets that used to be popular in the year 2000.
Yeah, they got a lot of editorials and stuff, right?
Sure, drug biker man.
Yeah,
used
and
to sell us.
After reading this, if they're just going to propagate false science, then I will stop wearing my yellow Live Strong band. Sorry, guys, I'm taking it off.
Oh, not again.
So according to livestrong.com, toxins are chemicals that are left over from drugs. And we're talking hard drugs like acid or opioids or marijuana, which isn't a hard drug, but it is a drug, but also pharmaceuticals like antidepressants or Tums or ibuprofen. These all leave behind chemicals that are bad for your blood. That also is getting rid of heavy metals, which I'm assuming is like Twisted Sister or something.
Right. Maybe in the 80s. I think that it's more closer to the like aluminum family now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
compared to the newer heavy metal.
Yeah, I think God was kind of mad about the whole heavy metal thing, so he kind of like stopped that. Religion was like, no more metal, guys.
Thanks, Al Gore. Like, okay.
Yeah.
No, but and it's actually like lead, mercury, buzzword 3, buzzword 4.
Yeah.
And the last thing is you're getting rid of trace minerals. Whatever that means. Livestrong didn't tell me. But it's getting rid of them.
You may contain trace minerals.
Huh?
In your body.
You know, calcium. Calcium's a trace mineral.
Yeah. Better like, get rid I'm of thinking, like, those. Vitamins and minerals.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to take vitamins and minerals, according to...
Livestrong.
I was going to say, like, Flintstones vitamins.
cartoon vitamins.
Yeah, they taste good.
I took those until I was, like, 14.
So, when do I need to go under a cleanse? When is my body telling me that I need to go on some sort of a cleanse?
Are you asking?
No, I'm just staring at you blankly.
So I think the best time to go on a cleanse is when you either have a Facebook friend that tells you to, or
a coworker,
like an ad pops up. That's usually the time that you have to, and it was already too late.
Right.
I've been getting Facebook messages about that recently. A lot of people are trying to sell me this cleanse stuff. They tell me it really works. So guys, maybe I should try it.
None of the other ones.
There's
work,
even
though.
That company. I don't know if you know about this company that sells a bunch of these things. They have like body wraps and all sorts of things.
It's body called. Wrap.
Yeah, I don't really know what they do. You'll have to go look it up. It's literally called It Really Works. That's their company name.
Well, it's the guarantee is in the name, guys.
Is it called It Works?
So it's definitely going to work.
Oh, maybe it is It Works.
Yeah.
But that means
I'm not going to trust something that's name is It Works.
No, because it works, Nickwood.
That's like what the car salesman says about the car with the missing tire.
Oh, yeah, trust me. Don't worry about it.
You get off the lot.
Welcome to Jose's Don't Worry About It dealership.
So according to Guyam.com, you should start a cleanse if you suffer from any of these symptoms, like unexplained fatigue, sluggish elimination. I don't know what that is. I literally copy and pasted that from their website. Irritated skin, allergies, low-grade infection, puffy eyes or bags under the eyes, bloating, menstrual problems, and mental confusion.
So literally anything.
Yes, and what do we say about cure-alls? We're stealing this from Sawbones?
They cure nothing.
They cure nothing. So also from Guyam.com, here are a list of steps on how to start any sort of cleanse. So if any of our listeners, you're suffering from any of these, you'll want to reduce the amount of toxins entering the body. So no alcohol, drugs of any kind, sugar, coffee, caffeine, processed foods, that sort of thing. You want to take all of those out of your diet.
And air, because air oxidizes you.
Yep, and water, because the government's putting fluoride in it.
Yeah.
So that's funny that you bring that up, because they also say don't use chemicals to clean, like Lysol and Windex, but also shampoo, toothpastes, deodorants, anything like that. You can't use those either, because those are topical and sometimes oral toxins.
Slopify yourself.
Yeah, just be a hippy dippy.
Yep.
So I can do everything except leave my bed.
Exactly. You just have to like lay in bed until the cleanse is over.
Laying down is probably pretty bad for you, though, because it doesn't stretch your muscles out, and if you don't use them, that's bad. So
right. So then all the like
maybe
folic acid will stay in your muscles.
Right.
That's
lactic
bad for you.
Builds up. Yeah.
The last thing is that you don't want to get stressed, because your body will release harmful toxins into your body.
Your body's poisoning itself.
Yes, like with adrenaline. With flight or flight responses,
that sort of
thing.
Nothing's worse.
Right. So yeah.
Don't get scared. Don't watch scary movies. Don't run.
I know. I think the website said something like, it's great in the heat of the moment, but eventually it's going to catch up to itself.
So don't almost get in a car accident.
Right.
Yeah, don't get held up at gunpoint.
If you do that, you need to go on a cleanse.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
Drink some juice.
Just go on a juice cleanse. Most of these cleanses will have some sort of an end date. Oh, there's a lot of fad ones out there. A lot of them are juice cleanse. That's, I think, the most common one that I hear about. There's all kinds. If you can think of a certain food, they'll say, eat that for a week. That's our cleanse. Eat a banana every meal for a week and nothing else.
Those have toxins.
Well,
we just established
these people.
Nick.
spoiler, these people don't care about facts. Because there are facts to say that cleanses don't work. And as is the case with many of these episodes, no matter what I say isn't going to convince them. No matter what certified professors at colleges and scientists will say, it doesn't matter. But I'll try my best. Because I feel like there's probably a subsection of our listeners that actually are curious if this works or not, and will listen to us. There's one major problem with all of their claims, and that is that your body is already detoxing itself. We have kidneys, we have a liver, we have sweat, where actual toxins and bacteria get emitted. We have a colon that... What?
Are you sure?
Yes.
We've got detoxers in our
bodies. In our bodies, yes. And you don't need to give them a rest so that they can do their job better. Unless, like I said, you have prolonged use of alcohol or drugs. I've been shouting this from mountaintops for years, but it's probably to get an expert's opinion on it. And I found this really good article from The Guardian that spoke to a professor of complementary medicine who backed all of this up. He says that there's a right way of detoxing, but the way that I've talked about is, quote, being hijacked by entrepreneurs, quacks, and charlatans to sell bogus treatment that allegedly detoxifies your body of toxins you're supposed to have accumulated. That's pretty direct, calling these people quacks and charlatans. Love this guy.
Sounds like he's pretty mad.
I would say so.
He probably just hasn't tried the It Works kidney transplant yet. Right. You get a third one.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's all natural.
I have so much more energy.
No anesthesia. Nothing like that.
Shove that sucker in there.
Yeah, just swallow it.
Trademark.
So he backs up his notion, saying that your body's already getting rid of these toxins, unless you do have a medical problem. You could have blockages. But if that is the case, your doctor's going to help you actually detoxify your body. If there's a blockage in your colon, they're not going to give you an enema. They're going to maybe give you some laxatives to help that pass. But they're not going to say, don't eat anything but juice. There's also one, if you listen to Ono, Ross, and Carrie, Carrie on that show had to go to the hospital because she had nothing but juice, and part of their cleanse was also having laxatives with, like, every meal, and she had such bad stomach pains because there was nothing in her stomach, and her body was trying to evacuate it, she had to go to the hospital.
Cool.
It's dangerous. Yeah. Not only is it a waste of money and you're gullible, I'm sorry, people, it's dangerous. And there's... I think it was in the Guardian article with colonic irrigation that's supposed to get rid of fecal blockages. There's never been any case where they actually found like compounded fecal matter in someone's colon.
Yeah, if you get a mega blocks, you got to let go.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there are cases where a doctor might actually help you, which I'll open it up to Josh because you have a couple good examples of these, right?
Especially with the liver, because the liver can actually accumulate like damage over time. It's why
prolonged exposure.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So if you look at like alcoholics, usually have pretty bad liver damage. Where people that go and binge drink don't usually have bad liver damage because they're giving the liver a rest. Because if the liver accumulates damage over time, it just kind of builds up, and then eventually it'll be a problem. Mm-hmm. But the liver can actually regenerate itself. So as long as you do give your liver a break, it's not really a problem. A lot of like bodybuilders, if they use like oral steroids, from what I've heard, is that they actually will actually damage their liver because they're taking it for weeks at a time instead of giving their liver a break.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the whole idea that people say like one drink per hour or whatever, because you're giving your liver a chance to work through it without overbearing it. And as soon as you start putting it under all this stress, that's when you start having problems. Mm-hmm. There are... Even with your liver in situations like that, if you've had years and years, like if you're an alcoholic or something, or you've been using hard drugs for many years, your doctor can take steps to improve your liver health.
Yeah, like you said, there's actually like medicine for this, though, not like taking a liver detox pill or whatever. They have like things that can actually increase your uric acid that can help you help your liver function to be improved.
It's this thing called science.
What? What is science?
Whereas these cleanses and all this detoxifying is this little thing called pseudoscience.
Yeah, and if it gets too far, you end up on dialysis.
Yeah.
Which is awful.
Which is, just ask John. He'll tell you all about how awful that is.
Well, I did take Desiree's father there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, not fun.
No fun. Makes you tired.
Yeah. So, I just want to say two things, is that if these cleanses worked, No, there's three things I want to say. There's tons of studies out there. The Guardian article pointed out a bunch of them. They would like go to the manufacturers and be like, how does this work? And they wouldn't be able to tell them. They also would look at all these products. You guys remember like that infomercial of that like pad you would put at the bottom of your feet? And in the morning, you'd peel it off, and it was, like, brown because it was sucking out all the toxins in your body. Yeah. Well, they study that stuff, and it actually is this chemical that reacts to the sweat that your body generates when you're sleeping. So when it gets wet, it turns brown. It has nothing to do with the toxins in your body. That's a scam. That's literally a scam.
Yeah.
Or there was another example I can't think of.
Well, the same thing with that. With I think even where we work, we've sold detoxifying foot baths.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Detoxifying foot baths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can pull toxins out of your feet, right? Because you're not walking around on...
It's like acid, and it burns layers of your feet off, I guess. I don't know.
It's... A lot of this is just, unfortunately, junk science, and there's no studies to back up these cleanses, but there's plenty of studies to say that they do nothing. Just literally go out there and Google, do detoxes work, and you'll get a slew of articles, not just The Guardian. Which I'm sure some people will say it's a biased source, but go out, look at some college studies, and you'll see that this is just not the case. The second thing I want to say is that if this actually worked, everyone would do it. And if it actually worked, it wouldn't be pseudoscience. It would be called the science.
Yeah.
And the third thing is, this is what really gets me riled up, is that people just eat like garbage and think that by going on these cleanses for a week, it's going to clear out their body, make them lose a bunch of weight, and make them feel better. Whereas if you just didn't eat like a ding-dong, this wouldn't be a problem in the first place. Just don't eat like an idiot. Ever.
Okay, jeez.
Nick Wood's getting mad.
See, I know I eat like an idiot, but I'm not out there like, oh, it's fine. I can eat this Baconator from Wendy's and an extra large fry and have a Mountain Dew.
It's fine. Tomorrow we're going to have some peach juice.
Exactly. For the next week, I'm going to have nothing but peach juice and broccoli. It's fine. I'm just going to end my rant there.
You'd probably feel a lot better if you ate just like a lot of broccoli.
Probably. But then I wouldn't get all the nutrition I need. That's the other thing that's very dangerous, is that if you're only eating one thing, you're only getting a lot of one nutrient.
Yeah.
Whereas your body needs a slew of nutrients to stay healthy. And if it's not getting that, then your body starts going into shock, or it thinks that it's not going to get that stuff ever again. So it starts panicking and making all these different hormones to compensate for
it. Yeah, you turn yellow.
Yeah, jaundice. That's how jaundice works. It's because it's releasing chemicals into your body because it's scared. And it's, just don't be stupid. Just don't eat like a ding-dong ever in your life, and you're fine.
Yeah. We agree. I'm a vegan.
Yeah.
I'm a vegetarian.
Yeah, so yeah, I've got a vegan here, and I've got a vegetarian
and
here.
You're the one in your soapbox yelling about Baconators.
I know. Well, like I said, I know that I eat like a ding-dong. And maybe we can talk about this for a little bit, because I feel like it's related. People will say, well, it's hard not to eat like a ding-dong. Like, I see that ding-dong, literally, the Hostess ding-dong, and I'm like, I want to eat that. I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
So let me tell you, when you see a juicy hamburger, even you, Josh, you see a nice beef ravioli, is it really hard not to eat that?
No, it smells disgusting. It makes me feel sick.
So it's a lifestyle change.
Exactly.
You just don't eat it.
That's just not something you eat anymore.
You find something that is a healthier version that satisfies the same thing. So you want a big, delicious burger, maybe like a black bean burger.
Yeah.
Or you want something that's like chips or something salty. Maybe I just want something salty. So I'll have like cucumber with salt.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just think of it. You have to make a lifestyle change, because even if you do this cleanse and maybe it does make you feel better, maybe you do lose some weight, that's fine. But you have to fix the mental stuff before you can make any actual changes in your life.
One thing that's interesting about that, too, is actually your body changes to compensate for what you do. So if you eat more calories, your body wants to eat more calories.
Mm-hmm.
But if you reduce your calories, your body will compensate to not feel hungry all the time when you reduce your calories. The problem is it just takes time, and I think people don't like
results.
The weights. Yeah. Yeah.
And in a certain sense, cleanses will give them that. Mm. But they'll always come crawling back, because they never made that lifestyle change, that mental change, to where they kept eating healthy, kept that weight off. And they'll be like, oh, well, I lost that weight that one time. I'll just do that cleanse again. And they get in this vicious cycle, this global cycle, where they're wasting all their money.
Well, how many times have you heard people like, oh, I cannot wait to drink this smoothie and nothing but that for a week?
Actually, I heard that today at work.
Did you?
And I don't want to call anyone out. I I'm 100% sure they don't listen to this podcast, but they're like, you know what? Is it weird that I'm excited to go on this cleanse? And I'm like,
I cannot wait to talk about this today.
Yes, it is weird. Just don't eat like a ding-dong. I don't want to hurt your feelings, though, so I'm not going to say it out loud. Listen to my podcast. Sorry for calling you out. I feel a lot better getting that off my chest.
Yeah. I don't think Ricky listens anyway.
Yeah.
You just said his name.
Whose name?
One of you guys want to recap for me? Recap every other word. Recap this episode and every other word.
Okay, hold on. How about you give a sentence and then I'll translate it. I'll simplify it.
He said detoxing is bad.
Okay, and I'll simplify that.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
That was the same amount of words.
Hold on a sec. Detoxing is bad. Detox, bad. Okay?
There you go.
Caveman,
you got it.
Now. Or Hulk. Take your pick.
Is there anything else you want to add to it?
Just stop being stupid, people. Just kind of like do some reading. It's like you would so quickly just discover that this is stupid if you just researched it ahead of time instead of just listening to what people tell you.
Mm-hmm. Which is what we're doing here. Yeah, but it's backed up by science.
Yeah, that's true.
yeah. It's so true. I'll simplify that real quick. Look it up, comma, stupid, period.
Perfect. Josh, where can people find us?
Strangerstill.com.
Nope.
On iTunes or Google or the website strangerstill.com. www.strangerstillshow.com.
Yes, oh, there you go.
Got it. I figured it out.
Got it in one.
Strangerstillshow.com.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/group/strangerstillshow.
Yep. Or just search Stranger Still on Facebook.
Yep. And on Twitter, we're at Stranger Still.
Do you guys have a MySpace? All the cool kids are getting MySpace.
I do.
John has a MySpace. Go out there and find it.
Yeah. Good luck.
The other thing is, if you want
to try to get on my top 8.
Do they even do that still?
Who's your number one?
The Red Dream, hardcore band from Long Island.
Oh, I thought it would have been Tom, but whatever.
Yeah, so I asked.
Actually, I think Tom removed himself from MySpace, and now like Ashton Kutcher bought it or something.
Justin Timberlake.
I think Tom doesn't own it anymore.
It was JT.
Oh, it was JT.
He turned into a music site.
Huh.
It was better for music anyway, even when it was around.
Right.
Yeah. MySpace.com/loverobotrocks, ROX, look it up. That's my hardcore band.
Oh.
Still up.
Oh.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, if you want to leave us a review wherever you're listening to us, do that. We're on our way to 2,000 reviews. We've got 35.
On our way is a...
state of mind.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like cleansing.
Yeah, exactly. We got our goal set high. The other thing is that on our Facebook page, that's where all the action happens, and usually we'll ask people what they think about the topics that we're covering for a week. This week I posted on there, asked for what people thought of cleanses, and I got a lot of stuff. Hopefully I didn't offend anyone that listens to this show, because some people on here are doing cleanses.
Yeah.
Hopefully this helps influence your decision. Tim said, what is the meaning of cleanses? He called it madness.
So, okay. Real quick.
Yeah.
To the people that are doing cleanses. Mm-hmm. The point of this show is to...
It's not to make you feel stupid. Sorry if I did that.
No, it's to make people that are curious about a topic understand it fully so they're not taken advantage of.
Yes. Nicely said.
In any topic.
Yep. Matty Rendelick, we can say his name because he was on our show. He said, I'm on a hydrogen dioxide diet. I drink a lot of hydrogen dioxide, then eat up to 3 pounds of red meats, cheeses, and fried vegetation to help detox my body of awful toxins and sadness. And I said, well, does it work? Jason, who's on our page a lot, said hydrogen dioxide or hydrogen dihydrogen oxide. He said, it's all the same. So far, it's working. I look like a young Santa Claus, and I don't have to worry about living forever in a GOP world. And that made me pretty sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason also said, are people who are trying one type of detox more likely to try others as well? I guess if you're willing to try one, you're more than likely... to be more likely to be the kind of person who believes that they all help, which anecdotally I feel like that's the case.
Yeah.
People, I don't want to make broad generalizations, but I feel like people that are like, well, this cleanse didn't really work for me. Maybe this other cleanse will work.
Yeah, or, you cleanse hop.
Yeah, or they'll try different products like Advocate or stuff like that.
Yeah. 'Cause
that works for a week or so. these people also, in my experience, try to get everyone else to do cleanses with them because a lot of times these are direct marketing schemes.
Yeah, or people are just excited and they want to help their friends out, but they don't know the research behind it because it's cleanses that are taking advantage of people. It's not people that are being dumb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's people just either not doing the research or just like, hey, we're going to make a lot of money by saying that this works.
Yeah, I guess the other side of the coin to give these people a break is that it's a lot easier to do this quote-unquote challenge. It's not really a challenge with other people. It's easier if you have someone.
It's like better to have a community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same like when you're trying to stop smoking. If your friends are all smokers, it's harder to stop if they're not stopping because then you have no one to go out the smoking patio with.
Right.
So it's easier to quit together. Nikki on our Facebook page said that she's doing an antiperspirant armpit detox. And this one, she brings up a really good point. She says, I switched to natural deodorants because the aluminum and antiperspirants kind of freaks me out. She says she's not an all-natural hippy-dippy person at all. But because the antiperspirants plug pores, I had a month or so of smelling terrible while all the backed-up bacteria, quote-unquote, detoxed. She read that that's a pretty typical experience to everyone that switches to natural. And that, I actually agree with 100%. Because the aluminum is awful for your cells. When you use antiperspirant, it swells your pores shut, which terrifies me.
Yeah, it's like you're giving an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
Let me rub bees on my armpit real quick.
It's,
I'm allergic to them.
You sweat because it's getting rid of actual toxins, not these fake toxins.
Yeah, so that's also look up the difference between antiperspirant and deodorant.
Yeah.
I just start with native, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I ordered it in the mail and it's just natural stuff. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
No aluminum.
I use deodorant because it doesn't have aluminum in it, and once you use it for a while, it stops you from sweating.
Yeah.
The thing about women, though, is there's almost no just plain deodorants out there, which is really infuriating, because I was like, Shelby, you should stop using antiperspirants. Aluminum is bad for DNA, like at the cellular level. She's like, okay, go find me some deodorant, I'll use it, and there's none out there for women.
Well, marketed for women. There's a lot of really great-smelling men's ones.
Yeah. William on our page said, I have a functioning liver and kidneys. They do a good job of removing the toxins from my body. Sounds like he already knows his stuff, which is good. Your grandma, Josephine, said that she detoxed on a whole plate of mussels and garlic sauce. That was so good.
Yeah, she was just hungry.
And then tomorrow I'm eating a lobster roll from the steam room in Port Jefferson, Long Island. Detoxing again. I love you, Grandma.
She listened to our episode about us.
Did she?
Yeah, she said, oh, that Nicholas, he's a nice guy. He seems like, you know, he's someone to look up to. He's got a kid and a wife. He's got all that. Yeah.
That doesn't mean much. I'm still a child at heart. Michaela says...
Oh, no, I told you you were terrible. Don't worry.
You told her the truth. Not that BS in that episode. Michaela says she usually does a 3-day detox before starting a big diet change to help my body deal with the change in foods. I feel like that's good. Your body can kind of freak out if it has big changes in food. You might know more about that.
Yeah, when I first became a vegetarian, I actually had kind of a lot of upset stomachs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had, you know, because I had more than one stomach.
Yeah, cow stuff.
You're basically a cow.
Right, I'm basically a cow. But actually, so I did it. It did take some time for my body to kind of adjust to the sudden lack of meat.
Yeah.
But I think I also did it kind of bad too, because I kind of consisted entirely on cheese pizza for a while.
Yes, you did.
And pasta.
And pasta.
Oh, so everything you said before that is.
But it was because, like I said, well, you have to also do a lot more research than I did too, because I was just like, I kind of just want to be a vegetarian now, and then I switched, and then suddenly my stomach was freaking out because suddenly didn't have the source of protein that I was giving it for a long time.
Yeah.
So you just, I think as long as you substitute things and keep your diet fairly consistent, it's all right.
Yeah. Don't do any drastic changes.
Yeah.
Be moderate unless it's political.
Everything in moderation.
Except for politics.
I'm moderate.
Well, we're going to get political.
Yeah.
The last one on here, Jason said, who came up with the idea of colonic irrigation / colon cleanse / enemas? And how the heck did they convince people to pay money to do them?
They were marketing geniuses.
They'd have to be.
Hey,
come give me all of
your
crap. Quite literally. What?
Put this thing up your butt. It's good for you.
It's good for you, I swear.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Apparently, enemas date back to 1500 BCE, if you want. Ancient Egyptians did it in medical practices, so I would imagine it was... probably still is the idea of shaman medicine, basically, like You have a problem? This random thing that I came up with will cure you of it.
Well, I know some people in certain industries do enemas so that it's cleaner down there for certain purposes that I'm not going to say on the show because you guys want to keep it like PG.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to do an episode on adult films. That's PG soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I know they do it there, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I think that's the only reason I can actually think of that you would need to ever do that.
Right. But if it's just because you want to feel healthy, no. It's not going to do anything for you. There's a... I just found this article on colonhealth.net, which is probably pro colonic irrigation, which I'm
They
not.
Love colons on that website. pro colons. So. Jeez.
Yeah. They have a bunch of pretty funny facts on here, like Lewis and Clark were told to get enemas before they left. Yeah. Or they were told to get enemas if they had some sort of illness while they're out on the road. Dr. Kellogg from Kellogg's fame was a big proponent of hydrocolonics.
Oh, yeah. He did those Frosted Flakes enemas.
Well, how do you think he got the idea?
Yeah. They're... Whoa!
That's disgusting. And I think that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
And this is Stranger Minute. Oh.
Oh, wrong show.
I ruined
that's
it.
Josh, oh, that's another thing. That's a different... Yeah, I do a video series on Thursdays now.
Yeah.
Called Stranger Minute. I'm trying to get Nick on them.
Yeah.
That's but a lot of work. He's got a busy schedule.
Yeah. There might be a new podcast coming up.
Yep.
Like a whole new show. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that.
Gross.
Maybe I should give a little teaser here. It stars me and my father, and we talk about cartoons. It's going to be fun.
Yep.
So be on the lookout.
That sounds kind of lame. Sorry, Nick.
Get out of my house.
Sorry. Okay, fine. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
I'm still Josh.
And this has been Stranger Still.